Today is the first day of an unusual book tour. It's a national publicity tour for the final book written by the Pulitzer Prize-winning journalist David Halberstam. He died 5 months ago in a car accident, but not before finishing a massive 700-page history of the Korean War. So his friends and colleagues decided to launch the book, The Coldest Winter, for him. David Halberstam's editor at Hyperion Books was Will Schwalbe, who joined us to talk about it. Good morning.
Good morning.
How did this idea come about? Because it seems unique.
This idea came out of necessity. We had this extraordinary book that David had written, and we knew how proud he was of it. And we had the challenge of how do we get attention for a book like this in the absence of its author? And what happened was at David's funeral service, we all had the experience, as did Jean Halberstam, David's wife, of friend after friend, author after author, coming up and saying, look, is there anything I can do? David was such a great friend to me, such a great mentor to me, that whatever you need, we want to do it. And we kind of just put two and two together. The idea of how do we publicize a book when the author is no longer with us, and how do we take advantage of this outpouring of love led to this idea of a tribute tour, authors appearing in bookstores across the country pretty much on the same night to bring attention to this book and to its author.
And the list of his colleagues who will be touring is filled with literary stars, Joan Didion, Gay Talese, Anna Quinlan. They'll actually be doing one reading each and reading his book?
They'll be reading from his book. They'll be talking about their friendship with him. And every event is different, and every event was tailored to an individual bookstore, a great bookseller who wanted also to pay tribute to David.
Is the impulse to do this not just keeping the memory of a celebrated journalist alive in his case, but often because launching a book is a way to sell that book?
Well, I think it's no accident that though David had friends from all different walks of life, writers have a unique understanding of how important it is to make sure that books find their readers. And David's friends, his writer friends in particular, knew how long he had worked on this book and how proud he was of it. And so I think they feel a unique responsibility not just to pay tribute to David, but to see that this book finds the large audience it deserves.
What if there hadn't been a tour?
Well, publishers are cutting back on author tours, partly because Americans have so many options for what they can do in their off hours that unless it's an author they really desperately want to see, there's less and less chance that they'll go. David Halberstam, though, was the kind of author people really wanted to see. They wanted to meet him. They wanted to hear his words and his voice. So if David had still been with us, we would have sent him on a very large book tour. So what these author friends of David's are doing for him is really what he would have done for himself.
Will it make a difference to the book that this tour goes forward?
We believe that Hyperion, we published the book, that it'll make a huge difference to the book. One of the ways that it'll make a difference is by giving booksellers a way of bringing attention to the book in their communities. So we'll get local newspaper articles, we'll get local radio shows, and also among their loyal readers, that it gives them a reason to reach out to the people who support the individual bookstore and say, hey, this is an event. This is something that we want to draw your attention to.
Thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
Will Schwalbe is editor-in-chief of Hyperion Books. The publisher is launching a tour today of literary stars who will be reading from the final book by David Halberstam, The Coldest Winter.